came to and this we are back. World, I love that song. You're listening to The Movie Show and More on the Business and Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks. And we are in the middle of this fascinating interview with both Victoria Pettibone and Sasha Eden, creators of WET.
Yes, that's us.
And you guys, we definitely going to have you back at a later date because, you know, we're only getting started and there's so much more to cover. Victoria just shared with us sort of her background and how you guys met. Sasha, give us a little overview about yourself. And
you know, we were friends in high school. And then in college, we went our own separate ways. We lost touch. And then I, after college, was acting and decided to intern at a casting office to learn a little bit about the other side, and was really inspired by a couple of producers and artists who were producing their own work that were working there. And I bumped into Vicky again, and we reunited, and about a year and a half later, we created WET. And I had started producing at that point as well as acting. And, you know, part of what WET was to be able to produce work that was written by women, created by women for men and women, and to support other artists who are female, who are hybrids, who are writer, director, producer, actors, who follow all different paths, and it's just part of their creativity in total.
Is there somebody throughout, I mean, this is a fantastic program, is there anyone that stands out that to you has been a mentor in your life?
Well, Daryl Roth, who is a producer, and Anna DeVere Smith are mentors. Someone that we worked with that was really dear to our hearts and a great collaborator was my friend Adrian Shelley. And we became friends. We had the same manager as an actor at the time, who now is a producer and works with WET. and she introduced us, and we really hit it off and loved collaborating with each other and produced events that promoted Adrian's work.
And if I can jump in and say, Adrian was the true hybrid artist. She was a writer, director, actress.
And she took a lot of risks with her work. And her second piece that she brought to us was Waitress, right after she had given birth to her daughter, Sophie. And we were involved in the development and supported her and helped her get on the path of producing that work.
What's beautiful about that is what's unfortunate, of course, Adrian Shelley passed away is that just about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
What I love about that particular movie, though, is she did leave a legacy for her daughter. Did she say that she wrote that as love letters to Sophie? Is it Sophia?
Yeah,
her daughter,
it's Sophie.
Yeah.
And it is a love letter. It's really profound. When we were working on it in the early stages, she was emphatic about she had to produce it within the next couple years. She had a fire under her that was unstoppable, and that was part of what was so fantastic about Adrian, but it was particular about this piece, and it's quite prophetic. It was a very unusual, exciting process for her, and I knew when I read the script that it was going to blow people away.
We're talking about the movie Waitress that starred Carrie Russell. And I suppose she probably handpicked maybe perhaps that actress.
Uh-huh. She did. I remember when she picked her. She was so excited.
And the little girl at the end is Sophie.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, we have to go, but we hope that you'll join us again. We're talking to WET, Sasha Eden, and Victoria Pettibone, creators of WET, Women's Expressive Theater. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week.